Welcome back. You've been digging into this concept of wisdom lately, especially as it's presented in the Bible. And I have to say, that's a fascinating path you're on.
Oh, yeah, it is.
We're going to take a deep dive today into some notes and excerpts from Dr. David Bauer's lecture on inductive Bible study,
Okay.
specifically lecture 15,
All
where he tackles evaluation and application,
right.
figuring out how to actually live out these ancient teachings
Right.
in our modern world.
Yeah.
What's so intriguing about Dr. Bauer's approach
Well,
is that he doesn't shy away from the tough questions.
no, he doesn't.
He tackles this idea of wisdom head on,
Yeah.
going beyond just defining it to really dissecting what it looks like in practice.
And he starts with a pretty powerful definition of wisdom,
Oh, does he?
pulling straight from James 1:5 to 8.
Wow.
It's not just about knowledge, it's about understanding God's revealed reality, both through his word and through the world around us.
Right.
But here's the kicker. It's about translating that understanding into action.
So you're saying it's one thing to know it.
Yeah, you got to live it
You
out.
got to live it out.
He's basically saying knowing what's right isn't enough.
Right.
You have to actually live it out.
I love that.
And I think what's often overlooked is that Dr. Bauer emphasizes that this wisdom isn't something we can just conjure up on our own.
Yeah.
It's a gift from God,
It is a gift.
something we receive through prayer.
Oh, wow.
It's not about intellectual prowess, it's about humbly seeking divine guidance.
That really resonates with me.
Yeah.
It's like admitting we don't have all the answers and
Right?
opening ourselves up to a higher source of wisdom. But
Exactly.
how do we actually apply that wisdom to the scriptures?
Well, that's a good question.
I mean, the Bible was written thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
How do we know what still applies today?
That's where Dr. Bauer's concept of transcendent versus situation-bound teachings comes in.
Okay.
He argues that some teachings are timeless. They apply to all people in all times. Like the double love commandment in Matthew 22:3-4:40.
Right. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself.
That's it.
That's a principle that transcends cultural and historical boundaries.
For sure it does.
Okay, so those are the universal truths, the bedrock principles.
Yeah.
But then there are those verses that seem a little well outdated,
Oh, yeah.
like Paul advising Timothy to drink a little wine for his stomach
Yeah.
in 1 Timothy 5:23.
I know, right?
Not sure my doctor would sign off on that one.
Probably not a good idea these days.
Exactly. That's a prime example of a situation-bound teaching.
It is.
It was specific to Timothy's context,
Right.
potentially addressing a health concern.
Could have been.
What Dr. Bauer emphasizes is that it's not always black and white.
No, it's not.
Many teachings have elements of both,
They do.
a blending of the timeless and the timely.
A little bit of both.
So how do we decipher which is which?
Yeah, how do we know?
Do we need a biblical decoder ring?
Well, that's where careful analysis comes in.
Okay.
Dr. Bauer suggests several factors to consider,
Okay.
and context is key.
Got it.
We need to look at both the immediate context of the passage and the broader context of the entire Bible.
So we can't just isolate a single verse and interpret it in a vacuum.
Nope.
We have to see how it fits into the larger narrative.
Exactly.
Precisely. Think about Jesus telling his disciples to keep his messiahship a secret
Oh, yeah.
in Matthew 16:20.
That one.
It seems strange, right?
Well, it does on the surface.
But then in the Great Commission in Matthew 28:18-20,
Yeah.
he commands them to go and proclaim this truth
Right.
to the world.
To everyone.
Clearly, the instruction to stay silent was tied to the specific circumstances of
Yeah.
his ministry
At that time.
at that time. That's a great example.
That is a good one.
It shows how important it is to consider
Yeah.
the historical and cultural backdrop.
For sure.
But there are times when different parts of the Bible seem to contradict each other.
Right.
Like in Matthew 10:5-6, Jesus tells his disciples to avoid Gentiles and Samaritans.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But then later in the Great Commission,
Right.
he sends them to all nations.
Yeah, to all the nations.
How do we reconcile that?
Well, that's where another factor comes into play,
Okay.
scriptural testimony.
Okay.
Later passages can often shed light on earlier
So
ones.
it's like a conversation unfolding
Exactly.
across the entire Bible.
That's it.
Jesus's reinterpretation of an eye for an eye is a powerful example.
Yeah, it is.
In Exodus 21:23-24,
Yeah.
it's presented as a law of retribution. But Jesus, in Matthew 5:38,
Right.
completely transforms its meaning,
Yeah.
calling for radical forgiveness
That's right.
and love for enemies.
That's a game changer.
So we have to consider the evolution of God's message over time.
Yeah, we do.
recognizing that the New Testament can deepen and sometimes even challenge our understanding of the Old Testament.
It's a progression.
That's a pretty nuanced approach.
It is.
It is. Mm-hmm. And it requires us to engage with the text.
Yeah.
Actively, not passively.
It's not a spectator sport.
Dr. Bauer also introduces another layer of analysis,
uh-huh.
examining the force, scope, and concession of a teaching.
Okay.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Break those down for me.
Okay.
What do those even mean?
Well, think of force as a spectrum
okay.
of intensity.
All right.
Is this teaching a non-negotiable command?
Okay.
A strong suggestion or simply good advice?
Got it.
Scope refers to the intended audience.
Mm-hmm.
Does it apply universally?
Okay.
Or is it directed toward a specific group?
Right.
And concession is perhaps the most thought-provoking.
Okay. How so?
It acknowledges that sometimes okay. God allows for exceptions.
Okay.
Bending the rules.
Right.
To accommodate human weakness or yeah. complex circumstances.
So it's acknowledging that even within God's perfect design,
yeah.
there's room for flexibility.
Right.
In a messy world. Yeah, in this world we live in.
Exactly. It reminds me of the story of Naaman.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
The Syrian general healed of leprosy in 2 Kings 5.
Right.
He wanted to worship the God of Israel, hmm. but still had to bow before a pagan idol
right.
as part of his official duties.
Yeah, yeah.
God granted him a concession.
Yeah, he did.
Recognizing the complexities of his situation.
It was a tough spot.
So it's like recognizing that even though there's an ideal,
hmm.
God understands our limitations and meets us where we are.
He does.
It's a beautiful example of God's grace and understanding.
It is.
But it also highlights the need
yes.
for careful discernment.
Oh, for sure.
We can't just assume that every concession applies in every situation.
No, no, no.
We have to weigh the specific circumstances and seek wisdom.
Absolutely.
This is getting pretty deep.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. So we've established that not everything in the Bible
right.
applies directly to our lives today.
Yep.
But how do we figure out what does?
That's the question. And then how do we actually apply those timeless truths
right.
to our modern challenges?
Yeah, how do we live this out?
Those are the million-dollar questions.
Yeah, yeah.
And they lead us into the heart of Dr. Bauer's lecture.
Okay.
He introduces the concept of situational evaluation.
All right.
Which basically means
yeah.
hold that thought.
Oh.
We're going to dive into situational evaluation and more.
Okay.
When we come back for part two of this deep dive.
I'm ready.
Don't go anywhere.
I'll be here.
All right, we're back and ready to unpack this concept of situational evaluation. It sounds pretty intense, like we need to put on our detective hats before opening our Bibles.
Well, it's not quite that dramatic, but it does require a thoughtful approach. Dr. Bauer is basically urging us to carefully consider the contemporary situation before trying to apply any biblical principle. It's about avoiding those knee-jerk reactions where we just grab a verse that seemingly fits and slap it on a problem without really thinking about the complexities involved.
So it's not enough to just know what the Bible says. We have to understand how to apply it wisely.
Exactly. And this is where things can get tricky, especially with complex issues like, say, euthanasia or even personal conflicts. You can have a perfect understanding of what the Bible says about life, death, forgiveness, and reconciliation, but still misapply those principles if you haven't fully grasped the nuances of the situation at hand.
Dr. Bauer gave a really sobering example of this. He talked about a well-meaning pastor who, based on his understanding of biblical teachings on forgiveness, encouraged a woman to reconcile with her abusive husband. It ended up putting her in a dangerous situation.
That's a heartbreaking example of how misapplying biblical principles can have devastating consequences. It underscores the need for both wisdom and compassion in our approach to these complex ethical dilemmas.
So situational evaluation is about more than just quoting verses. It's about carefully considering the context, the people involved, mm-hmm. and the potential consequences of our actions.
It's about recognizing that the Bible isn't a magic formula for solving life's problems. It's a source of wisdom that requires careful interpretation and application.
Okay, so we figured out what parts of the Bible apply to us today, and we've considered the complexities of the situation at hand. But how do we actually bridge the gap between those ancient teachings and our modern lives? How do we make them come alive?
That's where appropriation enters the picture. It's a process Dr. Bauer describes as going beyond simply knowing the text to actually embodying it. It's about finding those points of connection between the biblical world and our own, and then translating those insights into concrete actions and attitudes.
So it's not just about what we do, but how we think. It's about letting the Bible shape our worldview, our values, our very understanding of who we are and what our purpose is in this world.
That's a beautiful way to put it. Dr. Bauer really challenges us to move beyond vague generalizations and get specific about how a particular teaching plays out in our lives.
He gave a great example using the concept of love your enemies instead of just saying, okay, I should be nicer to people I don't like. He encourages us to ask, what does loving my enemy look like in this specific situation? Does it mean confronting them, offering forgiveness, praying for them? What concrete actions can I take that embody this teaching in a meaningful way?
I love that it's about wrestling with the text and allowing it to challenge our assumptions and comfort zones, and that's where true transformation begins.
It's like the Bible becomes less of a rule book and more of a conversation partner.
Absolutely. And just like in any meaningful conversation, there are moments of challenge, moments of comfort, and ultimately moments of growth.
Speaking of conversation, Dr. Bauer also talked about two different approaches to applying biblical teachings when we're preaching or teaching others, direct and indirect application.
Yeah, this is where it gets really interesting with indirect application. The speaker presents the text and trusts the listener to draw their own conclusions. It's a subtle art inviting the audience to engage actively with the material and discover its personal relevance.
So it's like planting seeds and allowing them to take root and grow in different ways depending on the soil?
Exactly. But some might argue that this approach is too passive. What if people miss the point entirely? Shouldn't we be more explicit about what the Bible is telling us to do?
That's where direct application comes in, right? That's when the speaker clearly spells out the takeaways and tells the listener exactly what they should do or think based on the passage. I can see how that would be helpful, especially if you're dealing with a complex or potentially controversial issue.
Sure, but Dr. Bauer makes a compelling case for the effectiveness of indirect application, especially when it comes to fostering genuine heart change.
I'm curious to hear his reasoning. Is it more effective because it encourages greater ownership and involvement from the listener?
That's part of it. When we're forced to wrestle with the text and discover the applications for ourselves, those lessons tend to stick with us more. It becomes less about following someone else's instructions and more about allowing the Spirit to illuminate the text and speak directly to our hearts.
That makes sense. It's like the difference between being handed a prepackaged meal and being given the ingredients and recipe to cook something yourself. The latter is definitely more work, but there's also a sense of accomplishment and ownership in the process.
And Dr. Bauer points out that this approach is more in line with how Jesus often taught. He used parables, open-ended questions, and thought-provoking statements that challenged his listeners to grapple with the truth for themselves.
So it's less about spoon-feeding answers and more about sparking curiosity and critical thinking.
Precisely. It's about empowering people to become active participants in their own spiritual growth. Now, this doesn't mean direct application is never appropriate. There are times when clear guidance and instruction are necessary, especially when dealing with ethical issues or situations where there's a risk of misinterpretation. It's about finding the right balance.
It's like being a good teacher. Sometimes you have to guide your students step by step, but the best teachers know when to step back and let their students explore and discover for themselves.
Exactly. And ultimately, whether we're preaching teaching or simply studying the Bible for ourselves, the goal is to move beyond mere intellectual assent to a deep and transformative encounter with the living Word of God.
That's the kind of deep dive that changes us from the inside out. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's take a moment to recap what we've learned so far from Dr. Bauer.
Sure, we've talked about the importance of discerning between transcendent and situation-bound teachings.
And how to carefully evaluate the context and complexities of a situation before applying biblical principles.
We've also explored the process of appropriation,
which is all about moving beyond simply knowing the text to actually embodying its truths in our thoughts and actions.
And we've delved into the nuances of direct and indirect application.
Right, figuring out the most effective ways to engage with Scripture, both personally and when sharing it with others.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
And you know what? I think it's time for a little breather. We'll be back with the final part of this deep dive soon, where we'll explore some of the practical implications of Dr. Bauer's teachings and how you can apply them to your own life. So don't go anywhere. Welcome back to our deep dive into wisdom and application with Dr. David Bauer. We've been on quite a journey,
We have.
Exploring how to connect those ancient teachings with our modern lives.
It's been fascinating, hasn't it?
It really has. And one of the things that's really stuck with me
is
Dr. Bauer's emphasis on the importance of specificity.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to applying biblical principles.
For sure.
it's not enough to just have a general understanding.
Right.
We have to really drill down to the nitty-gritty details.
That's the detail.
Of how a particular teaching might inform a specific situation we're facing.
And he uses this great analogy.
Oh, does he?
Of a map and a compass.
Okay.
A map gives you a broad overview, yeah. a general sense of direction, but mm-hmm. a compass points you towards a specific destination.
Guiding your every step.
Right.
And that's what Dr. Bauer's encouraging us to do with Scripture.
To use it as a compass.
Exactly.
To guide our thoughts and actions
yeah.
in a precise and purposeful way.
That's the goal.
So instead of just saying the Bible says to be kind,
right.
we need to ask ourselves, what does kindness look like in this particular situation?
Right here, right now.
How can I apply the principles of kindness to this specific challenge I'm facing?
I love that.
It's like taking those abstract principles
yep.
and turning them into concrete actions.
Putting it into practice.
And that's where the rubber meets the road.
It is.
Where the transformative power of Scripture really takes hold.
It's where the change happens.
It's definitely more challenging than just quoting a verse.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also way more rewarding.
For sure.
It's like we're actively participating in the unfolding of God's story mm-hmm. in our lives.
In our lives, that's good.
That's beautifully put.
Yeah.
It's not about passively receiving information.
It's about engaging with the text.
Yeah.
And allowing it to shape our thoughts, our attitudes,
uh-huh.
and our actions.
A whole beam.
Dr. Bauer also makes a compelling case for the importance of letting go of this idea that the Bible has all the answers.
Oh, that's a tough one.
He argues that sometimes the most faithful response is to simply sit with the questions.
Yeah.
To wrestle with the complexities.
That's hard to do.
And to acknowledge that we don't always have a neat and tidy solution.
The messiness of life.
He even goes so far as to say that sometimes the Bible isn't about giving us answers.
Yeah.
It's about helping us ask better questions.
That's a new way to look at it.
It's about challenging our assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
Expanding our perspectives and deepening our understanding of God and his world.
That's deep.
That's a really powerful idea. It's like the Bible isn't a textbook with all the formulas and equations.
Right.
It's more like a guidebook.
Yeah.
Helping us navigate the uncharted territories of life.
That's a great analogy.
And along the way, it invites us to lean into the mystery, to embrace the unknown, and to trust that even when we don't have all the answers, God is still with us, guiding our steps.
Guiding our steps. I love that.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah.
I want to leave you with a challenge.
Okay, I'm ready.
Remember that thought-provoking question we posed earlier?
Mm-hmm.
The one about identifying a specific teaching from the Bible that you're wrestling with.
Yeah.
In terms of its applicability to your life today.
I remember.
Well, here's the challenge.
Okay.
I want you to take that teaching and spend some time this week putting Dr. Bauer's principles into practice.
Okay.
Dig into the context.
Mm-hmm.
Consider the scriptural testimony.
Right.
Examine the force, scope, and concession.
Got it.
And then, most importantly, ask yourself how this teaching can inform your thinking.
Okay.
And shape your actions in a specific situation you're facing right now. What does it look like to embody this truth in a tangible way?
I like that challenge.
Remember, this isn't about finding the right answer or perfectly applying a formula. It's about engaging with the text in a meaningful way, allowing it to challenge and inspire you, and ultimately to guide you towards a life of wisdom and purpose.
That's a great way to sum it up.
So go forth, dear listeners.
Yeah.
And may your deep dive into the scriptures lead you to a deeper understanding of God's heart
mm-hmm.
and a more vibrant expression of your own faith.
That's what it's all about.
Until next time, happy exploring.